The Burlington City Council has authorized the purchase of 4 new sidewalk plows. The funds had originally been slated to come from proceeds from the sale of Burlington Telecom, but instead will be taken from the city's unassigned fund balance. In March, the City of Burlington sold its interest in Burlington Telecom to Champlain Broadband and expects to receive more than $6.4 million from the sale. The Department of Public Works submitted a formal request for approval to order 8 new sidewalk snowplows at a cost of $1,075,000 to replace part of its aging fleet. DPW estimated that the city would spend $206,000 in parts and labor to maintain the existing fleet of 12 tractors, and response to storms this winter could be delayed. The low bid was forwarded to the City Council for consideration, along with a request that proceeds from the sale of Burlington Telecom be the funding source. On Monday, City Councilors considered and amended the resolution. Ward 6 Democrat Karen Paul moved to reduce the number of vehicles, and therefore the total cost, and adjust the funding source to the unassigned fund balance. Paul added that the resolution was crafted by the Board of Finance, and the amendments alleviate concerns regarding funding.
To crystallize it, we are going to be taking, if approved, $570,000 from the unassigned fund balance, as opposed to where it was originally going to come from, which was double that amount, $1,075,000, that would have come from the proceeds of the sale of Burlington Telecom. So in other words, instead of 8 plows, we're talking about 4.
Okay, and the other 4 will be decided at a future date.
Yes.
During his State of the City address on April 1st, Mayor Murrah Weinberger called on the council to use the nearly $7 million from the sale of Burlington Telecom to eliminate the property tax increase planned for next year and
to replace our nearly obsolete fleet of sidewalk plows. Many of our plows are so old and worn that they were in the shop instead of on the streets 50% of the time during this past tough winter, slowing our ability to respond to major storms.
Ward 1 Independent Sharon Foley Busher appreciated that the mayor was willing to listen and compromise.
I am happy that we are able to deal with the emergent issue of the sidewalk plows. And I'm also happy that we will continue the conversation about how we are going to deal with the proceeds from the sale of Burlington Telecom. It is unfortunate that the timeline for the purchase of these plows was August 1st, and yet we had not had a opportunity really to have an in-depth conversation about how we would spend the proceeds from Burlington Telecom.
Mayor Weinberger says the compromise is an important step in the right direction that will minimize public frustration during storms.
Given that it was the night that we began to talk about the BT funds and how they will be used, I think the kind of challenge in figuring this out is illustrating some of the challenges we're going to have in the next budget year. We're coming to the end of those sustainable infrastructure bonds, and if we are not going to consider using BT funds for capital items, I think we're going to have a real challenge, and that is part of why we think it is not prudent to go beyond the 4 vehicles here.
The resolution, as amended, passed unanimously. Audio from the Burlington City Council meeting is courtesy of Channel 17 Town Meeting Television. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.